Wasn't there a period shortly after Southern Methodist when you went to Harvard for a while?
Oh, yes. I got a master's degree.
Oh, you did? What was that? How did that come about?
Well, he had always wanted to send me to Harvard.
But there was...
He didn't have the money. And he scraped together the money for it. And...
What years were those, Judge? Do you remember?
Well, they'd be in the 30s.
Right after Southern Methodist?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The following year, that 33, 34, yeah. 35?
I majored in English, received a PA degree in 1934. No, 1933. And I went the next year to Harvard, and I there took a master's degree in English in 1934 and served as secretary of the Harvard Liberal Club.
Did that kind of, was that your debut in political activity, do you remember, in an organized way?
Well, it certainly occurred at Harvard because I became an officer of the Harvard Liberal Club. I think that was what they called it. Let's see. Yeah. Served as secretary of the Harvard Liberal Club. And this is 1934 now, and let's see. We made quite a... The Harvard Liberal Club staged some meetings. And there was some controversy which developed. And there were very conservative students who organized against the Harvard Liberal Club, and I don't know whether there were several meetings, but I know that there was controversy between these two groups. And finally, there was a meeting on the steps of the Widener Memorial Library. And the antis tried to break up the meeting, the Harvard Liberal Club meeting. And I had acquired enough familiarity with public speaking and with the sorts of causes that my father was active in, partly by hearing him speak in parks and other places. And when there was this opposition formed and an effort made to break up a Harvard liberal club meeting on the steps of Widener Memorial Library, several speakers had tried, well, from my side of the fence, had tried to handle the situation and had been unmercifully booed and razzed. And I guess I had picked up enough stuff from my father, listening to him and watching him perform in public functions, so that it was the Harvard Chowder and Marching Club that was formed by the reactionaries against the Harvard Liberal Club. And the Harvard Chowder and Marching Club was really going to work on us on the steps of Widener Memorial Library, and I finally was called on, and I had heard enough of what my father was capable of doing so that I did a lot better. I remember that they were giving us the Bronx cheer, if you know what that is.
Yes.
And my greatest triumph was saying, after a person had emitted a particularly loud Bronx cheer, I came back with, "Now do that with your mouth." And it really busted up the meeting.
Oh, did it?
Yeah. the where we were taking a licking, why, this turned around and they marched off with some semblance of defeat, I think.
This must have given you sort of a lift.
The biggest single event in my college career, I suppose. I really had quite a... This is supposed to be about my father, isn't it?